Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Have you felt like you're in a diet rut? Have you tried everything from the cabbage soup diet to Weight Watchers and Atkins and the Zone and Mediterranean and all of these things, and you just don't seem to be losing the weight you think you should be losing, and you feel just really burned out from trying to diet? Well, my guest is Dr. Felicia Stoller. She's a registered dietitian, exercise physiologist, and expert consultant in disease prevention, wellness, and healthful living. Welcome to the show, Dr. Stoller. Let's talk about this whole diet burnout. People are so sick of dieting that it backfires, and then they put on more weight than they originally even tried to take off.
That's right. Well, let's even start with the word diet. You know, that always conjures up this notion of deprivation and something you go on and off of, versus diet being the sum of your eating habits and behaviors and what beverages you put into your body. So, you know, I like to say the word diet stands for did I eat that, you know?
I love that.
As just this funny little, you know, oh, did I really eat that? Because really, you know, it's not just that, it's not just this like on and off thing. It's what we do all the time. And that is part of the challenge that we have, because people think a diet involves deprivation of a food group, of a series of food groups, eating at certain times of the day versus not eating at certain times of the day, combining certain foods versus not. It's like, let's just get back to basics with eating.
Okay, so what does back to basics with eating and how mean, really, and how can we use that to take weight off? Because, you know, Dr. Stoller, you and I both know maintaining is a heck of a lot easier than losing.
That's right. Maintenance is more difficult than the losing process for many people. But the thing that most people sort of get themselves in a bad habit of is thinking that once they've reached their goal, they go back to their old eating ways. And that is the challenge. You know, if you want to maintain weight loss that's going to last a lifetime, or you want to maintain healthy eating for health goals, it could be cholesterol, it could be diabetes, whatever it is, you know, you need to, like, recognize that your relationship with food has to change. We're going to eat because we need to in order to live. We can eat because food is medicine. But also recognize that, you know, if you eat foods closer to the way that they're found in nature, if you are eating less, you know, processed foods. I'm not going to say ready-prepared foods, because, listen, there's plenty of convenience foods out there that aren't necessarily bad for us. And I had one of those sort of versions of that today for lunch. So I'm the busy working mom who needed to, you know, get something that was pre-assembled in my fridge, out of my fridge to eat for lunch. But I think it's really, really, really critical that people, you know, change their relationship with food and how they perceive it, and not making excuses for, you know, binging or overeating for that matter.
Well, and when you say that people, you know, are getting back, we want to get back to the basics of eating, we want to do these things, and people hear that and they say, okay, foods that are back to nature, food, I don't have time for that. And you said ready prepared might be okay. But the secret is reading the label to make sure that if you're going to eat something that somebody else prepared.
Right. I mean, I just ate a wrap that was filled with rice, black beans, hummus, corn, and edamame. Like, there's nothing bad in that. You know, like, it's like not something I would make for myself, but just didn't. But back to basics, like, we're still in summer mode. I'm in New Jersey. There's a local farm stand that I go to until they close around Halloween. And I will only buy my produce there. Their produce tastes fantastic. It is so much better than the stuff I buy in the store. As a matter of fact, my poor kids, I think in another week or two, are going to beg me to stop serving corn, because, you know, Jersey corn's in season right now, so we're eating a lot of it, but that's the only time of the year that we eat it, is when it's, you know, right now in August when it's in season. And I do try to rotate the foods that we eat based on what is available locally. And, again, trying to make as much as we can, maybe preparing a little bit extra and putting some away. You know, if it means cutting up a whole head of lettuce and eating some today and eating some tomorrow, just doing that.
Well, when you have time, and that's a great idea, because lettuce, if you wash it and you put it in a stainless steel or wrap it in a paper towel and put it in Tupperware, it will stay without browning for 3 days and be ready to throw into a salad bowl. You cut up your vegetables, you know, all in advance. But Dr. Stoller, what if your focus is really weight loss and that's starting to wander? What do you do when you're... when your eye kind of gets off the prize there and you start to say, oh, God, I can't do this anymore. Yeah. What then?
Well, what I usually say to people is take a look at what you're actually eating and what you're consuming. Look at whether or not there's something you're really missing from your usual intake that you really want to have. It could be a piece of cake. It could be ice cream. And know that you can eat that. You know, maybe you've deprived yourself all summer long. I'm not eating ice cream. And you can have a small amount of ice cream. You can eat a kitty-sized cone of ice cream and enjoy it and go and realize, oh, my goodness, I am still losing weight, you know, because sometimes we just set ourselves up for, again, that deprivation. And recognizing that you can eat that, you know, changing things up. Maybe it's increased the amount of physical activity that you're doing. I mean, I find a lot of times people are just relying on foods to affect their weight loss, and they don't realize they need to move more.
Well, okay, so weight loss encompasses food, what you put in, calories, what you burn up. What do you think about people as they get stuck to try new things, like if they were never a journaler before, keeping track of your food? Give us some great tips to getting back on that bandwagon, to getting back on the right track.
Well, you just said the most important one, which is food journaling. So that serves two purposes. One, it forces you to write down what you eat, which for somebody like myself is great to look at with patients, because then I can see what they're eating and see where maybe they're making mistakes or not making mistakes. And it's good for some self-introspection to look at your, you know, what you're doing for your actual eating, because a lot of times we mindlessly eat. We don't pay attention to what we're eating. Another thing is many people, because they realize they're writing it down, are like, uh-oh, I'm not eating that. I guess I really do eat a little bit more of, you know, of more chocolate at the end of the day than I should be. Or maybe I'm eating, instead of one serving of chips from that bag, I'm really eating two or three servings of chips from that bag. So I think that that is really important for people to do. Add some other things, like add more water. I find a lot of times people are not drinking enough water during the day. That is really a critical thing to be doing. If you don't like plain water, make fruited water. I bought these great you know, water bottles and pitchers. They sell them at like Bed Bath & Beyond, where you could put fruit in the middle, you could put herbs in it if you'd like, and you put it in the center of a water bottle or a pitcher, and then you put the water in and you let that steep, and then you can have flavored water for those of you who don't like, let's say, plain water. So I think that's a really great thing that you could do. And a lot of people do that. You know, it's not just lemon and lime. Can you throw watermelon in? Can you throw other fruits in that you happen to enjoy? Can you maybe throw some mint in? You know, mint and limes in makes a really nice, refreshing water.
It does. You know, my favorite is cucumbers, mint, lemon, and ginger, or candied ginger. Even, you know, they sell that candied ginger, and you throw those in, muddle them a little, let them sit in the water, and it's the most cleansing, refreshing water. And you're right, because these kinds of things, Dr. Stoller, are ways to get you back to thinking. It's really all about thinking. And in the last minute that we have left, because I think it's about mind control for getting us to think healthy, not necessarily only focused on weight loss, but the health. So wrap it up for us and give us the best advice.
You know, I think the best advice is, again, like eating foods closer to the way that they're found in nature. Recognize your relationship with food. It feeds us. It's supposed to taste good, but we shouldn't overindulge in it. You know, we can enjoy it, but don't make excuses for why we are maybe over-consuming more than our bodies need. And really try to keep it all in balance with everything else, like physical activity and even sleep, which is something that at another time we'll have to talk about.
Well, it certainly is true, with a combination of self-talk, trying to get rid of some of that negative self-talk, journaling, trying some new things like refreshing waters, you know, getting some good exercise and eating food that's as close to nature as it can be, are all ways to get yourself out of that diet burnout. You're listening to Radio MD. Train Your Body is the show. This is Melanie Cole, and stay well.